you have all of the capabilities. Your brain has a giant blueprint as to what everything should be specifically set at. All you have to do is allow it to do its job. And it will correct itself and it will do what it needs to do. A lot of ailments in life are from the foods that you take in. It's also from drugs confusing the cells, which are the workers building your body. They get doped up, just like driving a car heavily under the influence of alcohol. You cannot function correctly. And what happens is instead of just one person driving the car, you have 20 billion cells in your body, all of a sudden all highly intoxicated. And they're supposed to be building the kidney, they're supposed to be building your liver, they're supposed to build the tubes to your thing, because everything is deteriorating. Just like the skin falling off your arm at this very minute, okay, which is being replaced at a rate that you cannot believe, okay, is all of your arteries and kidneys are all rotting also. But what's happening is these cells are repairing it almost as quickly as it's being destroyed. So now that these 50 billion cells are all intoxicated, they don't build perfectly correct. Of course, it seems like they're building correct, but later down, the design is starting to be flawed more and more. It's like a momentum. You ever take a deck of cards, per se, and you put them one next to the other, and you try to make a straight line, but as you're looking at it, all of a sudden you get up and you look, and your line is arced. Like you didn't even realize it was moving the wrong direction. Everybody know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. They start correcting the health of your body, but then they're screwing it up. By the time you realize it, all of a sudden you have an artery clogged. You got cancer growing in your body because the cells were taking away from your kidney to build something that was useless, a tumor. What you give your body is extremely important. It is a whole universe that is totally like a baby, dependent on what decisions you make for it. It can't choose those things, even though it tries. That's what cravings are. A craving, in most cases, is that your body already knows what foods have certain minerals or nutrients that are essential to its existence. So when you get a craving for something, it's your body's way of saying, I need zinc, or I need potassium. So I know that the last 100 times that we've eaten bananas, the body knows it got the potassium. So now that it's low, it starts telling you, banana, banana, you want banana, okay? And you go out and you eat the banana, and for some reason you feel great, because it had in it what you want. The body doesn't specifically know things. It just knows where it got certain things from. So it does try to communicate certain things to you. You just have to learn to listen. But most human beings have become very detached from their body. They throw everything in for mental pleasure, but they think nothing of the inner life of the billions of organisms that are also there. They just think of themselves as one being. And it catches up to you. 5, 10, 15 years later, you know, it's a horrible thing start happening to you. This is, again, another part of this whole thing. So you are made out of billions of living organisms. You are made of zillions of railroad tracks of what I consider nervous systems that electricity travels to communicate to all the workers, okay? And that's basically what it comes down to, is these basic ingredients. If we get ill, it's mainly usually because the program in our body is malfunctioning. It's because we have other psychological problems going on. It could be because of depression. It could be because of environment, the poisonous things that we not are aware of, or like the smog or something, or it could be from just doing drugs directly. There's a million ways you can destroy your body, okay? So let's say now you have cancer, or you have something else, or you have a tumor, or you have something, okay? I've said this before, as I taught before. We have this wall. I am a red cell, or I'm a worker cell, or whatever. And basically, why do you get cancer? Because I'm doing my job, I'm making this wall, I'm doing it perfectly, I'm serving the body system that is serving and giving me life. This house shelters me, I take care of the house. Between the two of us, we take care of each other. You feed your body and you give all the cells their life, their minerals, their nutrients, you give them life. In exchange, they work to keep you maintained because you maintain them. All of a sudden one day, I get drunk. I get so drunk, I take a hammer and I crowbar and I start smashing the wall down, okay? And then I start taking this and I start building me an igloo in the middle of my room with the material from the wall. So the wall was my liver. That's my liver. And over here is my tumor. It's a useless bulk of material that I don't even know why I'm building, because I'm so incoherent, I think what I'm doing is logical. This is what's happening to the cells in your body. They're not getting the message of the blueprint anymore. They're too from the chemicals or from some pesticide or from asbestos. And for some reason, it was just the wrong number that came up and whacked me out. And now I've destroyed this, and the whole house is going to collapse because I've totally removed now the beams that gave it the support. So as it collapses, I die, and the house dies. The body dies, and all the living things in it die.